Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Sky. Get Fact with Darren Maul.
Okay, let's
now,
go.
Now, the last couple of years has let us know that we've got a really, really quite an extensive database of all the bacteria and viruses and funguses and all the things that grow and infect people. But a recent study of the bacteria in the London Underground proved that they were previously undiscovered to mankind, bacteria living in the underground. Yeah.
Sure.
So we wouldn't have, obviously, that problem
All
here.
The other bacteria was mainstream. This was underground.
Oh. Mm.
I'll take it.
Thank you very much. Yep. Oh, and listen, scientists, seeing as they're all talking to each other now from all over the world, they have now reached a consensus. You guys are going to be pleased with this one, and the little ones are going to love this new fact. There is no such thing as a chemical that makes your pee visible in a swimming pool. Doesn't exist.
Yes.
Oh, not out there.
Yes.
Oh man, the horror of holding it in, and you're not allowed out the pool, and then you. It was terrible. The horror that I would cause. But it's fine.
My sister's pool.
Yeah.
Every time I wee, I'm still like, is there gonna be like a purple behind me?
You still look right.
To this. Every time, but that's what we always say around the kids. You can blame them.
Do you do that thing where you go under the water and you sort of press up against the wall and then start the process
and
then push yourself off so that you have this jet behind you?
It's the same with anything that comes out of your body. You don't want to claim it, move away from it.
Exactly.
So, Darren Moore.
Step away from it.
Can we add now this new information to the Tooth Fairy answer?
No. Tooth Fairy, we haven't got definitive truth for or against that. Same as Bigfoot.
Okay.
And the Loch Ness monster. No.
Okay.
No. That's still a maybe.
I don't know what you're saying, but I don't know. No one ever doubted Tooth Mouth, Tooth Fairy. No one ever doubted that. Let's move on.
Exactly.
And Father Christmas.
Still very much a thing.
You're joking.
Still very much a thing. Just because you're not a good boy, and Father Christmas doesn't come to your house, Guy, doesn't mean Santa Claus is not a real thing.
I did everything to get a PS5 last year, and I didn't.
Yeah, because you were naughty.
Yeah, but now you can pry forever, call for days.
There you go. All right, guys, and did you know, recently discovered in Tutankhamun's tomb, a collection of boomerangs. For the longest time, we thought the boomerang was sort of discovered or invented in Australia. No, ancient Egyptians were using the boomerang. By the way, just to give you some information about the boomerang, why it was such an amazing weapon. Can you imagine you're in the wild and then a leopard or a big cat comes to you? You throw a stone and you miss it.
Yeah.
Now
and
you have
closer.
A wild animal between you and the weapon.
Yes.
Right? Same as a spear. You throw the spear once, if you miss, you still now have a wild, vicious animal between you and the weapon. The nice thing about the boomerang is you throw it, it really is deadly. But if you miss, it comes back to you and you have a second chance with the weapon.
Brr.
All right. So now, apparently, the Egyptians tried to export this technology, but people kept sending it back.
Don't condone that, Kerry. Don't laugh.
Also, I've never actually played with a boomerang, so I've never witnessed for my own self something come back. I must get a boomerang.
Put
so
that
I can play.
On
Only boomerang
your,
I know is something you do with
put
a picture.
Put that on
now.
Your bucket list. So between underground bacteria, invisible pee, and the pool, and the constantly returning technology from ancient Egypt, did it happen?
Mate, it happened.
What happened,
mate? Darren Moore.
Yeah.
We just got absolutely convincingly fact.
Yes. Success.
Kerry and Sky. To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.